Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge, berikut dari dunia hiburan, langsung aja kita simak bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Film Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 sudah diluncurkan.
Hope you're ready. It'll be here any minute. Is that a rifle?
You don't know what a rifle looks like?
It's just swords were your thing and guns were mine. But I guess we're both doing guns now. I just didn't know that.
Well, that's intense.
Kita akan kembali melihat aksi dari Peter Quill alias Star-Lord, Gamora, Drax, Rocket, Baby Groot yang akan kembali bertualang dan berhadapan dengan tokoh-tokoh lainnya dari komik keluaran Marvel ini. Mengenai inti cerita dari film Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 ini, Chris Pratt yang berperan sebagai Peter Quill mengatakan,
"We explore Peter Quill's origin with his in terms of his biological father and how it's and you know juxtaposed to his relationship with his adoptive father, the father who raised him." And you know, mine for emotion there. That's what we're talking about.
Dalam film ini, selain menuntaskan misi yang sedang ditangani, mereka juga mengeksplorasi asal-muasal kehidupan Peter Quill. Aktor Kurt Russell yang ikut bermain dalam film Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 ini mengatakan, cerita di film ini bisa dihubungkan dengan kondisi di kehidupan nyata, di mana banyak orang, anak-anak ataupun dewasa yang tidak mengenal orang tua aslinya.
This movie is, it mainly concerns itself with a boy who grew up and never got to know his dad, never didn't know where he is, and there are many kids who can relate to that, many adults who can relate to that. I thought that was great, and I thought it was from the other side kind of interesting too, which is where were you, how come you couldn't be there, you've been looking for him for a long time and now you finally get together, and the image that you had in your mind of who he was and the image he had in his mind of who you were, you're going to now run into reality. And there's going to be a lot there that falls short and a lot there that exceeds. And that to me is that's a great center for a movie in this gigantic universe, a crazy, fun universe that James Gunn creates.
Zoe Saldana yang berperan sebagai Gamora juga membenarkan kalau berbagai emosi dan kejadian yang dialami setiap tokoh di film ini juga dapat dirasakan oleh setiap anggota keluarga.
There's grief. Because from Drax's end, you know, he's always grieving the loss of his family. There's anger from Rocket and Nebula's side because there were so many things that they felt like they experienced that they just need some kind of closure. There's resolution and redemption because for Gamora, she is having a hard time making peace with the fact that she caused so much pain all around her. And for Quill, you know, dealing with the loss of his mom and not knowing where he comes from and who he is and how he got here and why must be really alarming for him. So it deals with a lot of universal subjects that families sometimes are challenged with.
Bahkan Dave Bautista yang berperan sebagai Drax mengaku,
"So I took my wife to see this, and my wife is not a crier. And I could hear her. I was crying. I am a crier. I cry about everything. And I was tearing up at the end, and I could hear my wife starting to sniff when I looked over. She was crying. That says something to me. But it's an emotional film."
Dia dan istrinya sama-sama menangis ketika menonton film ini. Padahal katanya istrinya lebih bisa menahan emosi dibanding dirinya.
You feel love?
No, I don't.
For her?
No.
She just told everyone your deepest, darkest secret.
Dude, come on. I think you're overreacting a little bit.
You must be so embarrassed. Do me.
Nah, tapi sebenarnya ada nggak sih persamaan antara film ini dan film Guardians of the Galaxy yang sebelumnya? Chris Pratt bilang,
"I think people have an idea what this movie might be based on what they saw in the first movie, but they're not right. The only similarity is that it's going to blow you away and you're going to love it." And it's unlike anything you could have imagined or expected.
Dave Bautista memang ingat juga, ia pernah bertanya ke sutradara James Gunn apa yang akan dilakukannya untuk bisa melebihi keberhasilan film yang pertama, dan jawaban dari James Gunn saat itu, kata Dave,
"I'm not even going to try to make it better, I'm just going to make it different." So he just went in a completely different route, and I think he ended up making it better.
Sometimes the thing you're searching for your whole life, it's right there by your side all along.
You're right.
Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
Dari Washington DC, Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
VOA Executive Lounge, Masih bersama Irfan Ihsan dan Dania Iman, sekarang saatnya kita berdua pamit.
Ya, jangan lupa mendengarkan terus VOA Executive Lounge yang bisa disimak di website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Betul, dan jangan lupa juga kunjungi Facebook kami di VOA Rantau.
Ya.
Atau ikuti Twitter juga, @VOA Rantau.
Baiklah, terima kasih atas perhatian Anda. Dari VOA di Washington DC, saya Dania Iman.
Dan saya Irfan Ihsan, sampai ketemu lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye-bye.